Listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. We're knee-deep in work here today. I'm working, putting the finishing touches on the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, this new issue we're putting out. I hope all of you will get a copy of this publication. You can do that very easily, and it is so necessary, folks, that you become a part of our team here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. Become a team member here so that you can help us reach into the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers out there, our dear brothers and sisters, who we know very, very well what is in their hearts and minds today. I was an academy instructor for 5 years for the Regional Police Academy in Arizona, and certified. And I can tell you right now, I was a training officer for other officers, and spent my whole career working with young officers coming on the department. And I'll tell you, the vast majority, 99% of them took the job for the right reason. They love God and love freedom. They love this nation. And they truly believed when they took the job as a police officer, just like when I took the job as a soldier at 17 years of age during the Vietnam War, I took it for the right reason. But we've also seen, folks, how these young men and women who are joining our police departments today, joining the military, are being turned and changed without even their knowledge into being defenders and protectors of the system, the corrupt system in America, the absolutely Luciferian system in America. And, of course, the soldiers and the police officers don't know this, but they're trained today to protect that evil system from the American people and prosper and protect that evil system from the American people. And so our job here, with your help and only with your help, is to reach into the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers by getting our publications into their hands. In your family, in your community, you have police officers and soldiers, and we need your help. So when we come back, I'll give out our address to where you can become a partner with us right here at helping us awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform that you can help us reach. We'll be right back after this very small break. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back to the program. Just asking you to all become involved in helping us awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform out there to their oath that they took. Most of them don't know the oath that they took. Don't think about it after you become a soldier or police officer, really. And you just follow orders. And a lot of times those orders are immoral. Those orders are unconstitutional or criminal even sometimes. And so our work here at Ain't About Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues is to inform our brothers and sisters in uniform that they have a duty, an obligation to say no to immorality, to say no to unlawful orders, and to be there to make sure that the people of America are protected. And this is highly unusual. We're the only organization in this nation, and sadly, the only organization for 24 years in this nation that have been doing these type of things. That is real sad when you think about it, but we're the only ones. We're very unpopular with governments, be they local, state, or federal. Many governments hate our publications because today we're in society where they want their police officers to just follow orders and don't think, just do what they're told. Even if it's immoral or unlawful, their duty it is the end justifies the means philosophy of defending the system from the people. And if the system is corrupt, so what? They still have to defend the system from the American people. So you can join us, folks, and get our publication, very unusual publication, one-of-a-kind publication, into the hands of those wonderful brothers and sisters of ours that took the duties on of becoming police officers and soldiers to serve and protect the American people. And they have no knowledge that they've been turned today to serve the system and not the people. So get a hold of us here at Aiding Abet Police Military Newsletter. Here's how you can reach us, folks. And if you have $3 in your pocket, put it in an envelope. We'll send you a copy of our new police and military publication for you to peruse and make copies of if you like. I'm a volunteer here. All of our police and soldiers are volunteers with Aiding Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And so here's the address. Write to us at Aiding Abet. Easier to put this on the envelope. Just get out an envelope and put capital A, the little and squiggly sign. You know what I'm talking about, little squiggly sign that takes the place of writing A-N-D. You don't have to write A-N-D, just capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. So your envelope will say A and A on it. And then you write the address, which is HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, like the good old Magnum I carried on duty. I still have it. Matter of fact, sitting right here, a wonderful Model 66 Smith & Wesson, American-made, not Japanese, not red Chinese, American-made. Okay, so 357 is the box number. And that is in Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, it is HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. I'm so happy that we can be here to serve you, to continue to serve the American people in our volunteer work. Our police and soldiers are willing to volunteer our time to reach and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform because, folks, they are truly the Achilles heel of this demonic Luciferian system we have today, this criminal cabal that is going to use our police and soldiers to subjugate, enslave the American people. No doubt about it. That's the direction we're heading under the Bush crime family. And with good old Alberto Gonzalez, the torture master, who's now become attorney general, all these very, very evil people that George W. Bush has now put in power positions within his federal crime cabal there. And so we need you very badly to help us awaken our brothers and sisters so they're not inadvertently and unwittingly used against the American people. Across the world, folks, across the world, police and soldiers have been used. The people's own community members, their own police and soldiers, their neighbors, have been brainwashed to be used against their own people to enslave them under these totalitarian systems. That is exactly what's happening here in America today. I can tell you from a long-time police officer's view and a soldier's view from the days of Vietnam, it is happening as we speak. Well, enough said about that. You can also go to our website if you'd like. If you didn't get the information I gave you, it's on our website. Just go to policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com. Now, that's a long one because you have to go back and put police-and-military-, and so forth. And so it's easier, folks, just to put Jack McLam you can just put this up there in the window for the website, www.jackmclam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like a lamb, .com, and push the search engine, and it'll take you to Police and Military Against the New World Order, and you can have a lot of information in there. You can also kill rats in your house and chase the cockroaches away because there's a picture of me there. You can pin that under your sink, in your kitchen and in your bathroom and in your closets. You won't have a problem with rodents, okay? Yes, that's right. I'm there in my police uniform, so that'll scare any rat, any cockroach in the place, believe me. All right, so let's go to Mexico real quick. This is really a funny article here, folks. Funny. Mexico accused of abusing its illegal aliens. Yes. Mexico has an illegal alien program, folks, in their southern border, on their borders, not with the USA. But it says here the State Department says that the Mexican government, angry that 1,000 American volunteers will begin an Arizona border vigil next month. Yeah, this is March 24. We've just gotten a hold of this, but this is really something, folks. Mexico abusing their illegal aliens coming in from other nations. It says here they're really angry about our border patriots down there holding a vigil to watch and look out and call the Border Patrol. But it says here Mexico consistently violates the rights of illegal immigrants crossing its southern border into Mexico. Ho, ho, ho. Many of the illegals in Mexico who immigrate from Central and South America complain of double dangers of extortion by Mexican authorities and robbery and killings by organized gangs as they come into the country illegally. The State Department's Human Rights Practices Report, now that's funny in itself. Can you imagine our State Department having a human rights practices organization? That's a really a laugh. But anyway, the State Department's Human Rights Practices Report released only last month cites abuses at all levels of the Mexican government and charges that Mexico's police and immigration officials not only violate the rights of illegal immigrants, but traffic in illegal aliens. Well, we've known that for years and years. Although Mexico demands that its citizens' rights be protected when they illegally enter the United States, immigrants who cross illegally into Mexico are often ripped off six ways from sundown, says George Grayson, a professor of the College of William and Mary and a fellow at the Washington-based Center for Immigration Studies. Mr. Grayson, who wrote a report for the Center on Mexico's Abuses of Aliens, says, very little is being done by Mexico to protect the welfare of the Central Americans and the others who cross into Mexico. Mexican President Communist Vicente Fox said last week that his government will sue in U.S. or international courts if the border volunteers of the Minuteman Project, which is designed to protest the Bush administration's lax immigration policies, break the law. Good old Communist Vicente Fox. Mexico president is going to sue us if we break the law and abuse any of his illegal Mexicans coming across the border. Here's what Communist Vicente Fox says. We totally reject the idea of these immigrant hunting groups, Mr. Fox said prior to yesterday's Baylor University summit in Waco, Texas, with President Bush and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, at which the countries agreed to improve security and unify business practices, especially the running of drugs in by the Bush crime family and Vicente Fox across the southern border. No, that's not what it says, folks, but I added that, and it is true. We will use the law, he says, international law and even U.S. law, to make sure that these types of groups, meaning our wonderful Minutemen down there, will not have any opportunity to progress, Mr. Fox said last week. In response, Senator John Kyle, Arizona Republican, urged Mr. Fox to respect America's right to defend its own borders and demonstrate perhaps a little less disdain for the rule of law north of the border. Well, John Kyle doesn't do much good. He's an old globalist himself and an internationalist. But that's a good statement. Good statement, John Kyle. Thank you very much. We'll be right back and finish up this article, folks, about Mexico abusing illegal aliens. Can you believe it? We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I'm just really asking Vincente, the old fox, to say it ain't true. Say it ain't so there, old Mr. Commie Fox. You're abusing your illegals? Well, let's get back to the article here. In response, Senator John Kyle, Arizona Republican, which I'm just shocked at this, folks, urged Mr. Fox to respect America's right to defend its borders and demonstrate perhaps a little less disdain for the rule of law north of the border. Mr. Kyle said Mr. Fox's preemptive threats to file lawsuits on behalf of those crossing the border unlawfully is hardly helpful, since it presumes that illegal aliens have more of a right to break American law than American citizens have to peaceably assist authorities in enforcing it. Representative Tom Tancredo, Colorado Republican chairman of the Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus, says Mexico had raised the bar of chutzpah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. That's a Jewish term. Chutzpah? By criticizing efforts by the Minuteman volunteers to protest immigration enforcement by the U.S. government. Since when are neighborhood watch citizens vigilantes? Mr. Tancredo asked. President Fox thinks we should tear down the fence that keeps illegal aliens out of America, then why doesn't he put up a welcome sign on his southern border with Guatemala instead of using his military to keep poor Guatemalans out? Such hypocrisy about borders defies historic parallel, says Mr. Congressman Tancredo. Tancredo, I guess it is. T-A-N-C-R-E-D-O, Mr. Tancredo. In a press conference yesterday in Waco, President Bush described the Arizona Volunteers as vigilantes. Alfonso Nitio, spokesman of the Mexican embassy in Washington, said the presence of vigilantes on the border will only exacerbate a climate of unease and provide sources of confrontation and will not contribute to solving the flow of economic migrants demanded by the U.S. government. The only thing true he said there is this international crime family that has control of the U.S. government. It is true Bush and his crime cohorts are demanding the illegal aliens come across the southern border, that's for sure. Mr. Nitio, that is the Mexican embassy spokesman, would not comment on suspected immigration abuses in his own country. But Mexican government officials earlier said Mr. Fox created a national program on human rights to address problems. Isn't that nice? James Gilchrist, one of the Minutemen organizers, who expects to send 30 private planes aloft to patrol the border, said the volunteers will not confront the aliens, but report them to the Border Patrol. The American Civil Liberties Union in Arizona said it will post legal observers to monitor the Minutemen. These evil, evil Minutemen out there, private citizens, are using binoculars to watch the lawbreakers break into America, terrorists, drug smugglers, and illegal aliens, some of them gang members, military-trained gang members that I know so well from my years on the Phoenix Police Department and as intelligence officer for gang squad for the whole city of Phoenix. Mr. Grayson says most of Mexico's abuses occur along a 600-mile border with Guatemala, and that three groups, criminals, local police, pretty much the same thing, and immigration agents account for most of the mistreatment. He said Mexico's efforts to promote professionalism among its border officials thus far have achieved limited success. About 200,000 immigrants are detained each year in Mexico's southern border, most of them from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Most of them are trying to reach the United States. Mr. Bush, to criticism both by Democrats and Republicans, proposes to hire 210 new Border Patrol agents instead of 2,000 set out in the intelligence overhaul bill that he signed in December. The Senate voted last week to provide additional funding for 2,000 agents, Border Patrol agents, in next year's budget, signaling a willingness to challenge Mr. Bush on immigration security. Bush doesn't want them. Bush will not take them, folks. He wants that drugs coming in. He wants the terrorists coming in. He wants the illegals coming in to depress the American economy and also to fulfill the Aztlan Reconquista program of taking the southwest part of America back into Mexico. That's why Bush is so mad about our dear brothers and sisters down there just doing neighborhood watch with their binoculars reporting his drug smugglers, his terrorists, and his illegal aliens coming across. And Vicente Fox is on the other side, the old commie Sly Fox, with 6,000 to 10,000 military taking the illegal aliens who are trying to come across, the drug runners and the terrorists, on buses and on trucks, and trucking them around the 20-mile stretch that our Minutemen project is overseeing at this time. Well, that's a report on the borders, folks, for what we know right now. Sad, sad state of affairs when Mexico is abusing illegal aliens coming into their country. We'll be right back, folks. Let's open the phone lines up. Yes, call 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
I can't believe it.
It really is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
The phones here. My goodness gracious, I hope the phone lines up and ring, ring, ring. Praise the Lord, we got people out there listening. It's always nice to know. Let's go to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, that was my mama's name, bless her soul.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Officer McGlynn. First, I don't think your picture under the sink would scare any roaches.
I don't know about that.
No, more seriously, to underscore what you've just been saying about Fox's opinion of illegals coming over his own border, an acquaintance of mine who travels widely by car in Central America on business and pleasure recently mentioned that every motor vehicle coming across the Guatemalan border into Mexico is routinely fumigated, heavily fumigated. The occupants are ordered out of the car, and it's sprayed down or bombed or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And no exceptions.
I see.
So, yes. Now, that surprised me a lot. The Guatemalans return the favor by treating immigrants or cars crossing from Mexico the same way. But if you tell them that you're sleeping in the car, they will make an exception. And the Mexicans are intransigent, no exceptions. However, he further informed us that there is a way to get around it, and that's to cross from Belize. They don't do that to people coming from Belize, which is that is what we're told by someone we know well and have trust in. He said, now, Belize is a country that's very similar geographically to Guatemala, and whatever they're spraying for that's found in Guatemala would be assumed, I would think, to come from Belize also, but Belize is a member of the British Commonwealth.
Uh-huh.
Just some food for thought there.
I see. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I think it's really something. I've spent a lot of time down in Mexico, and I love the Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Mexican people in South Phoenix, where I worked my whole career and lived for 35 years. Pretty much, especially American Mexicans, hardworking people, and just love their families and are very close to their families, and me as a cop and them as parents trying to keep their kids out of gangs and off George Bush's drugs that he was bringing in. Was a tough job, and many times we lose that battle, as you know, Maggie.
Oh, yeah, well, that's people. The people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government is something else, though.
It certainly is.
Right.
Well, thank you, Maggie.
All right,
thanks
surely.
For your information. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, how are you tonight? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing good, Jack. How's your wife?
Oh, she's doing okay. She's doing okay. She's at a meeting today, and we're waiting for her test from her biopsies that she did. She's had to do a number of them, being a Gulf War victim. They have a lot of growth in their body that sometimes turn out to be cancerous and sometimes benign. So we're always on pins and needles every time she has to go in and do that. So
she's in my
your prayers, Jim.
She's in my prayers every night, and I want to know if you'd let me know her first name.
Yeah, Angie.
Angie?
Yeah,
okay. Because the Lord likes to know people's names.
Well, thank you.
Especially when you're praying for them. I had a question and a comment for you.
Okay.
Wanted to know if you had looked into the book for by Hulda Clark called The Cure for All Diseases.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
If you go to a site called CureZone.com, they've got a...
Write that down. C-U-R-E-S...
Just CureZone, C-U-R-E-Z-O-N-E.
Oh, okay, no S.
No, CureZone.com. They've got the majority of the book online.
Oh.
It gives you recipes for homemade foods, for homemade...
Really?
Personal hygiene products to stay away from the store ones. It gives you a list of where you're going to come into contact with barium and asbestos, like a hairdryer that doesn't say made in the USA is going to have asbestos lining the barrel.
Interesting.
Feminine hygiene products that don't say made in the USA are going to have mercury that's polluted with thulium as their sterilizing agent. Every cosmetic a woman puts on her body because they're not regulated has titanium dioxide, which is known by the FDA to cause breast cancer and prostate cancer. And if you go get a bottle of floor grout at Home Depot or Lowe's, it'll tell you you have to wear a respirator and so many mil thickness gloves per OSHA standard to use this if it's part of your work. Yet women are allowed to put it on their face as makeup.
What you mentioned a book there about curing cancer, did you?
That's Cure for All Diseases. She also has a book called The Cure for Cancer. But a lot of that's covered in there. But the site CureZone.com has the majority of the information on it.
Okay, well, thank you, Jim, very much.
And I also wanted to ask you, when they changed the definition of illegal alien?
When did they change it?
Well, if we can't stop an illegal alien, obviously they're here legal, right?
Yeah, well, now they don't want you to say that. That's very racist. You got to say undocumented worker now.
Racist? There's no mention of any race in illegal alien. They're just trying to get you to be...
Talk to Vicente Fox, and he'll tell you you're a white-bred racist if you call them illegal aliens. He calls them undocumented workers.
Well, I think he's a world supremacist Nazi, so...
I think he is, yeah.
Anyway, Angie and you'll be in our prayers, and take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Jim. Lord bless you.
Lord bless you.
All right, let's go to one of my favorite people, Grandpa John, down there in Stites, Idaho. Grandpa John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. You've been coming in real well here.
Well, good. Good to hear it on our great micro broadcaster from Top of the Rock. That's good to hear, John.
Top of the Rock. That's a pretty good sign. Jack, how far do you get? Now, you got this local station here, and then it goes on this micro system.
Yes.
And is that picked up all over the country?
Well, I'm broadcasting out of Texas, Round Rock, Texas, with the Republic Broadcasting Network, and Joe McNeil up at his micro broadcaster is picking it up there. You know, I don't know how. It may be by computer, but I'm not sure how he's picking it up and rebroadcasting it. But Joe McNeil is head of the American Association of Micro Broadcasters, I think is the way they say it, or National Association of Micro Broadcasters. And they have dozens and dozens and dozens. I think it's coming up on close to 100 micro broadcasters around the country that can decide to pull down the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week broadcast that he and his association pulls down, or they don't have to. But so we could very well be being heard by most of those micro broadcasters around the country right tonight, because Joe and his group puts on some good programming. And other than these micro broadcasters, private citizens that are setting up these units in their homes and businesses, trying to find all their own programs, sometimes it's just simpler to get online and pull down what the National Association is broadcasting and just broadcast it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I talked on your show there a few weeks ago, and I've had two or three people call me from a long ways away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
And they were interested in a lot of things out here.
Uh-huh. Well, good. That's great to hear. Yes, the micro broadcasters pick up the national broadcasting, as I said, and they blast it all over the country. So I got a call just a few days ago from a lady in Florida that was listening on a micro broadcasting system down in Florida to my show. So they do broadcast all over the country. And we just had, I just was on Joe McNeil's show on America Voice the hour before my show tonight, and he told us that a man in Alaska and a group up there wants to set up like 12 micro broadcasting systems throughout Alaska in the months ahead to try to cover most of Alaska. So this is really growing, Grandpa John, and it's exciting because the average citizen can do this for like $1,000 to $2,500, depending on how sophisticated they want to get, and become a real hero in the community by putting out the truth and going around the controlled media system in every area of America. So it's really exciting, is it not?
Well, you know, when we kicked out the building permit system here, we had an open line program. There's one in Orofino, and then there's one in Grangeville. And he's owned by people in Lewiston.
Uh-huh.
And he'd put a lot of this stuff on. We talked about it. And just before the election, he put off 2 hours of it. He gave a half an hour to Mardell Edwards and half to me. And then on the opponents, he gave each a half an hour. And, boy, we got the message out, and we got the voters out, and we kicked that crap out of here.
I'll tell you, it's incredible what communication can do. And I was just saying on the show before this one that we were on that I remember the days, Grandpa John, and you do too, where we had to go out and put a little ad in the newspaper to tell the people we're going to have a meeting Friday night and to come because we're going to be talking about something the government's doing to us, and we'd have 20 people there, 30 or 50 people if we were lucky. And today, it's just marvelous that you can set up these micro-broadcasting systems, and in densely populated areas like in Phoenix, for example, if you only have 1 watt, Grandpa John, just 1 watt, it'll go 2 miles. And in Phoenix, for example, in certain areas, you'll hit 50,000 people there with just a 1 watt station, and that's as low as you can go. And so it is amazing, and we're praising the Lord that we've had this area open up to us that is not controlled by the federal government today.
Well, I think that if we'd have had this and known about it and got more people involved, we wouldn't have this Salmon River adjudication mess.
Yeah, we surely would not have. That's right.
It really helps here a lot, Jack.
It truly does. Yeah.
Now, you said something about shortwave.
Yes.
Now,
I just was told by Republic Broadcasting Network, they put out about, I think it's $17,000 a month to pay for broadcasters through Republic Broadcasting Network to be on shortwave. Very, very expensive. It's like $80, $85 an hour. And I've not been on shortwave with Republic Broadcasting Network, but now, starting May 1st, I will be. John Stapmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting, told me that he's going to put me on shortwave starting May 1st. So that's exciting for our police and military program here. You know,
that will cover a lot more people, won't it?
It will, yes.
Or different people.
It can be heard around the world, just like you can pick it up around the world on your computer, too. My son in Germany can pick up my show every day on his computer, but soon, and many of the broadcasts on Republic and other networks are on shortwave right now and are heard around the world. And so it's exciting to know that old Brother John Stapmiller is taking care of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we're going to have a little further outreach. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, that's great. And the rich reach more people. That's...
Yeah. Really does, but I want to ask our listeners out there, though, I feel obligated to do this, that John has worked very hard to try to get people to fund my show at $85 an hour, people sending in $5, $10, $20 a month to do that. And so I would like to ask the listeners listening in tonight to think about sending a donation, if you can, each month so that John doesn't have to... worry about it. You know, he is worrying about it if he can keep me on shortwave because, boy, $85 an hour, 5 days a week, and then you look at, 20 days a month, it's a lot of money for one old cop out here to be costing Republic Broadcasting Network. So I want to ask people to think about donating to Republic and, say, put that on Officer Jack McLam's tab there for his police and military show.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it should be well worthwhile.
Well, I hope so. We're doing our best we can here, and we're certainly hearing from more police and soldiers all the time now, brother, that are concerned about what's going on in America. So that's wonderful. That's just hallelujah time that more police and soldiers are beginning to hear the truth and waking up to what's going on. So...
You know, that's funny. You know, everybody takes an oath. You know, I've taken the oath a lot of different times. I've never been in the military, but I've been on a city council and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And you take these oaths. The oath never goes away.
Never goes away. Yep.
And everybody thinks, well, in a lot of places I never get there, but really it doesn't go away.
Well, if you're just the average American out there, you're under an oath, too.
That's right.
Before God to obey, a godly government. We're under oath to obey a godly government, as the Bible says, but we're not under any oath to obey an ungodly government that's an enemy of God himself. So, yeah, we all take an oath to protect our neighbors and our friends and defend our republic here so that we can live in freedom. Sometimes it's an oath where you and I get out there and raise our hands because we're actually become servants of the public, and we take a special oath like that. But I know every American's under the oath to stand up for God and country just by being an American here, but Grandpa John, as you know.
Yeah, that's real important.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother, for calling in. Appreciate it. Hope to see you. I may get down to our political meeting tonight. I don't know if you're going to get to go, but if you do, I may see you down there.
I will try to do that, too, Jack.
All right. Lord bless you, brother.
Thanks, Mayor.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, exciting, folks, exciting. Tonight is Thursday night here at our Idaho County, Idaho political meeting, Watchmen on the Wall. And I always love getting down there and working with people that love God and liberty and are willing to come together, even though the slings and arrows land on us from the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party in this area that want to destroy us because they don't want liberty and freedom. They want this totalitarian system, world government system that's being brought upon us. So, but it's exciting for us that are aware of what is going on, and we want to come together and pray and seek God's direction in what we can do to do what His will would be in this nation that He established for the first nation on earth of people that were actually the sovereigns in the nation and not ruled by a king, a potentate, or a despot like we have in the White House today. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. Looks like we'll be wrapping up the show, folks. Call in now if you can before it's too late. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Flash communication here, folks. A flash communication going out to Gary Green. Gary Green, if you're listening, you called in and left a message on our answering machine after hours. We're here 9 to 5 Pacific time. And we've tried to call you back, and your phone is blocked from our area. I don't understand it. We've tried three times, so if Gary Green is listening, you want our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, please call us at this number between 9 and 5 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and that is 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208 area code 935-7852. Okay, we're going to end up the program, looks like, with Johanna from Texas. Johanna, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, my dear.
I just wanted to say one thing, that I will not be able to listen to you after May 1st, apparently, because you're going on shortwave now and have a shortwave.
Oh.
And it makes me very sad, but I am happy for you that you will be heard.
Well, wait a minute, my dear. How are you listening to me now?
Oh, just the radio.
Well, you'll be on the radio.
You will be on the radio still?
Yeah, it's going to be additional. We're adding
That makes me happy.
Yeah, so we won't lose you. We won't lose you, Johanna.
But I also want to say, excuse me, that you are obviously such a special example. I'm not trying to lift you up. It's just by your words and your attitude, the things that you say, I can tell that you are serious about the Creator, worshiping Him, loving Him. You are a very loving man. You obviously love the people around the world. You are a loving spirit, and you are the most wonderful example I've ever met. I mean, I haven't met you, but heard about or had contact with that has a genuine love for humanity among the police force, although I've met some very decent police officers. I'm not speaking down about them at all. But I just appreciate everything that you stand for.
Well, I do want to have contact with you. You sure make my old Irish face red when you say all those nice things about me.
I mean it.
You know I'm just a banana, like one of the bunch.
You're a special banana, and I hope that more people hear you. I wanted to write you a letter, and I just want to know how I can make sure that my letter does reach you personally, because I know you must get a lot of mail.
Yeah, just put on there the Aid and Abet address and put Jack McLam, and Carol sets those aside for me, and I open them personal if it says Jack McLam on it.
Well, thank you so much, and I pray that Creator will bless you and protect you with the blood of Yeshua.
Well, thank you, my dear.
And your work,
like
and
you
all the people
the
who are with you.
Yeah, I like you using the name Yeshua. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the true names are.
Right.
Lord bless you, sister.
Creator bless you, and I also am praying for the Minutemen.
Okay, Lord bless. Thanks a lot now. Okay, bye-bye. Well, folks, that's it for today. Totally out of time. Wow, my face is just blood red. All those nice things said about me. People that know me don't say all those nice things about me, but but I guess I get to fool people on the radio a little bit. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Hope you have a great evening. We're going to have a great time at our political meeting. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. And don't forget the pledge I like to give you from this old cop: a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge from the bottom of my heart, folks, on these broadcasts, because I truly do love you, America. I do. Have a great evening. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.